This goes to Dr. LaRouche, L-A capital R-O-U-C-H. Fax 989-629-8145. And Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D. Fax 989-463-5466. Regarding Betty Yost, Y-O-S-T. Date of birth 1954. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Yost with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of polycythemia. Also, new onset coronary artery disease. The patient was hospitalized in Midland from 10-6 of 23 through 10-8. After she was found to have a, all caps, N like November, S like Sam, T like Tom, E, M like November, or like Mary, I, a non-ST elevated myocardial infarction. And so she was transferred to Midland Hospital and underwent a cardiac catheterization with the right radial access. That was done 10-7 of 23. And they placed a stent in the mid LAD, improving a 90% blockage to 0%. And she's felt much better since that time. She's actually been to cardiac rehabilitation, and she's done very well. And now she's feeling much better. And the symptoms were back pain between the shoulder blades, and that's completely resolved at this time. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood or melena, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Her weight is down 4 pounds over the last 6 months, and no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. Lisinopril was increased from 20 milligram daily to 30 milligram daily since her last visit. She was started on metoprolol extended release, 25 milligram daily, and she's on Plavix, 75 milligram once daily, with aspirin, 81 milligram daily. She's also still on glipizide, hydroxyurea, chlorthalidone, and Lipitor. Physical exam, weight is 178 pounds, pulse 75, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11-13 of 2023. That would be after the cardiac catheterization. Creatinine was stable at 1.68. Estimated GFR is 33. Calcium is 9.3, sodium 140, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 23. Her hemoglobin is 12.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No progression of disease, no uremic symptoms, no pericarditis, no volume overload. 2, coronary artery disease with recent stent placement with complete resolution of symptoms. And 3, hypertension currently at goal. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months for us, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.